Rumors online this weekend, death, destruction, the disabling of all your electronics. But you're listening to this right now, so yep, unsurprisingly, it didn't happen. It all started with a Facebook video, now removed. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that it claimed a Pentagon communications drill would use an electromagnetic pulse to shut down the nation's power grid.
The confusion started with this warning in a video posted on Facebook.
If you're not prepared for the electronic magnetic pulse, you will be dead in 3 days.
Chantel McBride and her sister Shireen went on to warn Facebook users of a military exercise like the world has, quote, never seen.
It's worse than a blackout. Okay, your car is not going to work. Your phones aren't going to work. Nothing that got electricity going through it is going to work. A lot of people are going to die in America.
The McBride sisters are actually referring to a simulation, a Department of Defense communications drill rehearsing what would happen in the event of an attack on the nation's power grid. Dr. Jeffrey Lewis is a nuclear policy expert at the Middlebury Institute. He says while such an event may seem scary, an electromagnetic pulse triggered by a high-altitude explosion is highly unlikely.
It's a real physical phenomenon, but there's just no reason to believe you would get this kind of, Hunger Games scenario. You'd be much, much, much more worried about a nuclear weapon going off in a city than one going off at a high altitude.
But it's still a scenario that raises concerns. 16-year-old Charlie O'Ray, who's visiting Washington, D.C., says it's definitely a threat in the back of his mind.
Something like that kind of really freaks you out because being able to shut down the entire power of the United States, that's something that would affect everything we do.
The Department of Defense says the confusion likely stemmed from a memo it posted on its site detailing a 3-day military drill that is set to run through tomorrow. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.